Hello and welcome to Geo Horton's Stage Page Podcast. Today is Sunday, the 6th of April, 2008. The music in the background is Joan Faber playing the intro to Rosanna Yamagiwa Alfaro's musical, Martha Mitchell in Mostly Her Own Words. The cast and crew, those two ladies plus director June Lewin and actress Geraldine Horton, will travel to New York City and to the West End Playhouse, where they have been invited to perform the show. Geraldine spent some time recently going over the script with the playwright and the director, then sat down with Rosanna to discuss the project's history. Geraldine, take it away.
I'm here with Rosanna Yamagiwa Alfaro, my old friend and collaborator, and we are about to take our Martha Mitchell, the musical, to New York City.
This is very exciting because we started out in Boston, and our biggest triumph critically was in Edinburgh. And so we've been all the way to Scotland and finally New York, which is where our sights were set from the beginning.
Oh, were they? Nobody told me about that. I was sort of thinking of touring it in the immediate, or not the immediate, but the approximate Boston area for 20 or 30 years.
Well, you've had how many productions?
I don't remember, but it's been quite a few, although there was a big layoff in the middle. We did. We worked on it for 3 or 4 years at the beginning, and we've been doing it again for another 2 years now.
I mean, it takes up a huge chunk of my CV, you know. A whole page of little listings.
Of the productions of Martha Mitchell?
Yes, yes.
And it has its own website. And we are willing to take it on the road.
Absolutely. Or in the air.
And, of course, we have this fantasy that somebody will come to one of the productions of Martha and say, oh, this explains the entire Nixon era and how it's still alive and corrupting our Commonwealth, even today. It would be so illuminating for everyone in this whole country to see this production, and I think I will back it and send it on the road.
Oh, there's no question about that. It's been on TV.
That's true. Unfortunately, the version of it that's on TV is the one that I did 20 years ago, in which I'm younger and prettier, but also a bit fatter, and nowhere near as acquainted with the depths as one can be when one has lived with a part for 20 years. And sort of, you know, when something happens to me, I think, oh, that's kind of like what happened to Martha. Now I understand that part. I mean, it's amazing how every time I go back to the script, I seem to discover new depths and new heights of absurdity, of course.
Well, I think you bring something different to every performance. And well, I've seen, you know, 20-plus performances. More, maybe. And it's always been slightly different with slightly different... It could be darker sometimes very...
Well, there's a whole improvisatory aspect. There is to most solo shows in the sense that you, for many parts of it, your audience is your scene partner. And so whatever they give you is what you work with, just as if they were standing on stage with you and responded with a line or a laugh or a spit in your eye of their own. So, yes, it does really, literally does change from performance to performance. And it also changes given the size of the audience. I've performed for as few as, 15 or 20 people. I've performed for as many as over 200. And that shapes it and gives it a different aspect. It's a much more intimate show when it's a small audience, and I will have a chance, if there's 20 people in the audience, to speak to one line at least to each of them personally.
Well, I remember I didn't see that particular performance, but somebody told me it was the best they had seen, and they had seen quite a few of you in a church, and you ran up to the pulpit and delivered part of it from there. And so a lot depends on the venue, too.
The physical, because we perform it wherever they get, and it's going to be another possibility for excitement in this New York thing, is we're going to West End Theater, which, though a lot of things perform there, neither I nor you have ever seen anything there, right?
No, but it's...
We have no idea what it looks like.
It's the second floor of a church, I think.
And so we don't know whether there'll be furniture available or I'm going to perform the whole thing standing up. I mean, the play is written with two pieces of furniture, a kind of sofa and a chair, and a little table. I guess that's three pieces of furniture.
And even that is a little bit too much sometimes
and
for people to come
we don't,
up with.
We don't, yeah, we really don't know. I've performed it with a chair, I've performed it with a bench, I've performed it with a flight of stairs. You know, sort of accept the circumstances of the people who have invited Martha into their home, their venue to tell
yes.
her story.
We've been in very elegant homes. We've been in a music store.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, many churches and basements.
And we've performed for college classes, and I hope someday to perform it for some high schools. And that would be really interesting because, of course, in the high school, there's a pretty good chance that there will be no one in the student part of the audience who has ever heard of Martha Mitchell. And when we first started performing this, that she was still a very vivid memory for many mm-hmm. people. And often when we perform it, there is someone in the audience who actually knew her and has
yes.
memories and will come up and share them.
I should say that Geralyn is the most flexible and inventive performer that I know. She could just, I mean, she could perform it, as she says, to an audience of one sitting here in rehearsal, or she can perform it to hundreds. And somehow her voice and her actions, they all adapt themselves.
Thank you, ladies, and if you happen to be in New York City on the 19th, stop by the West End and watch history unfold itself. This production is a creation and property of David Meyer in association with G.L. Corton and the www.stagepage.info website. It may be redistributed in whole or in part only with credit given and with notice sent to davidmeyer@mac.com. Our music is from the Free Play Music Library, license granted through Apple's .Mac program.